Before I get started this week, I wanted to give a big shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a dedicated and trusted stress and TMS coach based in LA, best known for her heart-centered and results-driven approach. After enduring over a decade of chronic pain and illness, she healed herself completely and is now passionate about helping others do the same in her signature one-on-one program. With support, consistency, and accountability, clients learn how to get out of pain and heal their symptoms for good. If you're feeling frustrated because you're still dealing with symptoms despite all of your efforts, you're not alone, and you don't have to figure it all out by yourself. Jeannie will help you identify what's blocking your recovery, create a simple, actionable plan, and be there to support you every step of the way. The new year is time to reset and prioritize your healing. If last year didn't bring the changes that you hoped for, don't let fear or doubt hold you back from trying something different. Imagine starting this year off with clarity, ease, momentum, and a roadmap to real results. Jeannie's clients aren't just alleviating TMS symptoms, they're transforming their lives. They're changing careers, increasing their income, having more fulfilling relationships, gaining energy, returning to the gym, getting back to sports, and reconnecting with activities they love the most. Don't wait yet another year to feel better. Go to Jeannie's website, that's jeanniecolwin.com, JeannieKulwin.com, and book your free chat with her. She's easy to talk to, and you'll walk away with insight and value after your very first call. Welcome back to the podcast. It is January the 8th, 2025. Welcome to the new year. I can tell that my headphones are on their very last leg because as I was recording the open, I could only hear myself and my monitoring headphones out of one side. And so took the cord and I'm just literally just screwing it into and pushing it in as hard as I can. I've had these. So Beats by Dre have been around forever. Back in 2011, I think I commuted on the bus, every single day to work, and I couldn't afford or didn't want to pay for Beats by Dre headphones. And so I bought Ludacris Soul headphones, which are, I mean, it's kind of like how like Raycon, I have a pair of Raycon, Bluetooth headphones that I bought a couple of years ago that are sort of like, hey, they are, they're the branding by a famous musician, but they're not the most expensive ones. And so they'll do, and they'll serve the purpose that I want them to serve. And that's kind of how I feel about these Ludacris Soul headphones. So they're gold and they're loud and, you know, they work fine enough for what it is that I need to do. So welcome to the show. Couple of things that I wanted to talk about today. And one of them was around journaling and writing and expressive writing. Now, what prompted this thought is that I was looking through past podcasts that I've done and who have I interviewed that's really talked about this stuff. Dr. Hanscom and I are recording on the 20th, so he'll be back. It'll be his first appearance since the summer of 2020, believe it or not. And we sort of left off talking about internal family systems. And so that's what I, when I sent him an email day before yesterday, I said, hey, here's kind of what I want to chat about. And so it might be that, might be something else, but something that he said, him and I sat in the Washington Athletic Club in the summer of 2018. I think it was in July of 2018. And I remember the interview like it was yesterday. It was either the first in-person that I did or one of the first in-person interviews that I ever did. But he had such a presence, especially because of how much notoriety he has in this space. But one thing that he said to me was that there's hundreds and thousands of papers and studies that are on the cessation of chronic pain, being able to alleviate it, related to expressive writing, but there are zero on spinal surgery being able to alleviate or cure chronic pain. And I thought it was so interesting. It's always stuck with me. And we've talked about journal speak with Nicole Sachs on this show before, and I've talked about journaling and writing on this podcast before. And I think that one of the things that I want to really make sure that I underscore in today's conversation, and something that I think a lot of people sort of have a tough time getting past and a tough time not thinking about is, like, you know, you think a thought about somebody, whether it's a negative thought or you think negatively about somebody. It could be your kid or your best friend or your spouse or whatever. And then you're spending all of this mental energy saying, don't think that, don't think that, don't think that. But really, like, these thoughts are coming to you and it's just how you feel. And I think that that hesitation and all that burned energy that you're spending trying to not think about the thing, A, it's probably not making you stop. It's probably not working, meaning that just because you're telling yourself not to think about it, it doesn't mean that it's going away. And furthermore, there is no separation between your brain and getting it out into the atmosphere. So what options do you have? You can go and say these things out loud. I've talked on a podcast before about rapping them, right? You think about Eminem or B-Rabbit in the final couple of scenes of 8 Mile and how he's just getting it all out there for everybody to say. You could do that. But honestly, expressive writing or journaling is the best use case here for being able to do that, because I think that there's a lot of power in being able to separate whatever it is that you're thinking or feeling out of your brain, out of your prefrontal cortex, and onto paper, because once you say it, it's in essence dead. And I think a lot of times people are just dying to say it to somebody or something. And if you'll notice, the more that you sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Go back and forth over something in your head, kind of the more that it continues to swirl and eat you up inside. And furthermore, a thing that I think we probably all do is, let's say that you are thinking about an argument that you had with a friend and you keep having the same argument over and over in your head. And, you know, if only I would have said this to them, or if I would have said that to them, it would have been a real zinger. So you're sort of replaying this thing over and over again. You're probably making yourself more upset about it. When instead, what you could do is you could take out a piece of paper and you could set a timer for 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 minutes or whatever. And you could write about how you feel and what you think about that. One of the challenges I think that a lot of people have is that they begin in recording facts and just talking about facts with writing. And this becomes a major block because you're telling a story. You get into telling a story about what happened about something, but you're not getting to the real root of it, which is really just, how are you feeling and what are you thinking about it? So what's a prompt that you could use? You could easily start your entire writing brief or writing prompt with, I feel. And that's a way to literally go up and down the page and just writing, I feel, to start another thought or start another section of it, is of whatever it is that you're writing. The beauty of doing this is that you can shred it, you can burn it, you can throw it away, but you know, you could drive it 30 miles away and you could shred it up there and tear it up in a million pieces and all that kind of stuff. So the nice thing about this, as opposed to saying it out loud or rapping it or whatever, is that it's still in your head in a way, but you've gotten this separation of it being able to go from your head. I hear my dogs going completely nuts out there. Somebody must be delivering something. I can hear them howling. It's the Amazon deliveries. I don't know how much you can hear that. Lucy, as sweet as she is as a dog, just she is so, has such a presence. Hold on. Let me check my cameras because they're going a little more nuts than usual right now. Let's check this out. Okay, yeah, somebody's grabbing something. Somebody's picking something up. Okay, all good. So now there's a lot of data that talk about this. So this is actually from the Integrative Pain Science Institute. In reference studies, subjects were asked to journal for 15 minutes per day. Some focus on particular themes of chronic pain for each passage, while others followed a more general approach. Once you start writing and journaling, your symptoms can improve, helping you not react. So if you just go and Google journaling for chronic pain or expressive writing for chronic pain, and I think that this works with basically any kind of symptom. And I think about, like, something that's been a large discussion in our household for a few months now, and I'll leave it at that, is around anxiety. And so getting kind of like these narratives in your head about situations that are happening or ones that have happened or ones that could be happening down the road, and you continuously dread what's coming up in the future, or you're very much wound up about it. And this happens to a lot of us. It's this anticipation thing that we all have. But I believe, and I would bet that Dr. Schubiner's book about unlearning your depression and anxiety would back this up. But if you're having a lot of angst thinking about a upcoming situation, let's say that, like, for me personally, like, my quota is up on June 30th. So we're about 6 months away from when my annual quota hits. And will I hit it? Will I not hit it? I don't know. You know, we're halfway through the year. Who knows? At this point last year, I certainly didn't think so. And then I did. And I knocked it out of the water. So hit my goals, did all the stuff that I wanted to do. Now, you could, I could just sit there and I could dread this moment coming up and I could continue to have anxiety about it just by simply letting those thoughts swirl over and over and over. Or I could write about them and sort of get that out on the paper. What am I feeling about that? What am I thinking about that? How does that make me feel? Not just the fact that it is this deadline coming up on June 30th, but that here's how I feel about it and here's kind of where I'm at with it. And that's the stuff really that's helpful. And even with pain, like let's say that your shoulder has been killing you for months, years, whatever. I imagine that there are certain situations in your daily life or something fairly recently or something even in the distant past that you continually replay this situation over and over and over in your head. And so what you can do with that information is that you can write about how it made you feel, how it made you think, what it made you think about, and putting it all down on paper. I'm telling you, there's something not only therapeutic, but something that is very powerful. And being able to get your thoughts out of your teeny little brain and onto paper and not something that you have to think about continuously, sweat over all the time. So that's kind of all I got for today. I was having thoughts about was this idea of writing. To me, it's always been one of the most powerful outlets that I can. My wife tells me often that she thinks my writing is great and very powerful. It's always something that I've really enjoyed. But that's being able to put it out there and you're writing for an English class, or I wrote for several different newspapers and online publications and things like that over the years. And I actually enjoy it, but it isn't always easy to put feelings down on paper. Or it sounds very daunting. And I think that that's the big block that a lot of people have, but it really, now I'm not saying it's easy, but I am saying it's simple, which are two very different things. So being able to do this should be a simple endeavor for you to hit the road with, so to speak. Thank you for being here. I'll be back next week and the following week. I've got three interviews teed up over the next 3 weeks, and I'm excited for you to hear from. Jeannie Colburn is going to be back. Dr. Hanscom is going to be back. I'm in contact with somebody in Australia about doing a recovery story with them, so I'm very excited. Happy New Year to you. I hope you have a great rest of your week.